ಓಂ ಸಹನಾವವತು ಸಹನೌ ಭುನಕ್ತು ಸಹ ವೀರ್ಯಂಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ 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 ಓಂ ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೇ ನಮಃ ಓಂ ಅಸ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಷ್ಣೋ ದಿವ್ಯ ಸಹಸ್ರ ನಾಮ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರ ಮಹಾಮಂತ್ರಸ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀ ವೇದವ್ಯಾಸೋ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಋಷಿ ಅನುಷ್ಟುಪ್ ಛಂದಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಮಹಾವಿಷ್ಣು ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಶ್ರೀಮನ್ನಾರಾಯಣೋ ದೇವತಾ ಅಮೃತಾಂಶೋದ್ಭವೋ ಭಾನುರಿತಿ ಬೀಜಂ ದೇವಕೀ ನಂದನ ಸೃಷ್ಟೇತಿ ಶಕ್ತಿಃ ಉದ್ಭವಃ ಕ್ಷೋಭಣೋ ದೇವ ಇತಿ ಪರಮೋ ಮಂತ್ರಃ ಶಂಖಭೃನ್ನಂದಕೀ ಚಕ್ರೀತಿ ಕೀಲಕಂ ಶಾರ್ಂಗಧನ್ವಾ ಗದಾಧರ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ತ್ರಂ ರಥಾಂಗಪಾಣಿರಕ್ಷೋಭ್ಯ ಇತಿ ನೇತ್ರಂ ತ್ರಿಸಾಮಾಸಾಮಗಸ್ಸಾಮೇತಿ ಕವಚಂ ಆನಂದಂ ಪರಬ್ರಹ್ಮೇತಿ ಯೋನಿಃ ಋತುಸುದರ್ಶನಃ ಕಾಲ ಇತಿ ದಿಗ್ಬಂಧಃ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶ್ವರೂಪ ಇತಿ ಧ್ಯಾನಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಮಹಾವಿಷ್ಣು ಪ್ರೀತ್ಯರ್ಥೇ ಶ್ರೀ ಸಹಸ್ರನಾಮ ಜಪೇ ವಿನಿಯೋಗಃ ಧ್ಯಾನಂ ಕ್ಷೀರೋದನ್ವತ್ ಪ್ರದೇಶೇ ಶುಚಿಮಣಿ ವಿಲಸತ್ ಸೈಕತೆ ಮೌಕ್ತಿಕಾನಾಂ ಮಾಲಾ ಕ್ಲುಪ್ತಾಸನಸ್ಥ ಸ್ಫಟಿಕ ಮಣಿ ನಿಭೈರ್ಮೌಕ್ತಿಕೈರ್ಮಂಡಿತಾಂಗಃ ಶುಭ್ರೈರಭ್ರೈರದಭ್ರೈರುಪರಿ ವಿರಚಿತೈರ್ಮುಕ್ತ ಪೀಯೂಷ ವರ್ಷೈಃ ಆನಂದೀನಃ ಪುನೀಯಾದರಿ ನಲಿನ ಗದಾ ಶಂಖಪಾನಿರ್ಮುಕುಂದಃ ಭೋಃ ಭೋಃ ಪಾದೌ ಯಸ್ಯ ನಾಭಿರ್ವಿಯದ ಸುರೈಲಶ್ಚಂದ್ರ ಸೂರ್ಯೌ ಚ ನೇತ್ರೇ ಕರ್ಣಾವಾಶಾ ಶಿರೋದ್ಯೌರ್ಮುಖಮಪಿ ದಹನೋ ಯಸ್ಯ ವಾಸ್ತೇಯಮಬ್ಧಿ ಅಂತಸ್ಥಂ ಯಸ್ಯ ವಿಶ್ವಂ ಸುರನರ ಖಗ ಗೋಭೋಗಿ ಗಂಧರ್ವ ದೈತ್ಯೈಃ ಚಿತ್ರಂ ರಂ ರಮ್ಯತೆ ತಂ ತ್ರಿಭುವನ ವಪುಷಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಮೀಶಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ As I said, this Dhyana Shloka, second verse. Vishwarupam of Bhagavan is described. Now, Saguna and Nirguna Rupam of Bhagavan is further described. Presented in the next mantra, next verse. Shantakaram bhujaga shayanam padmanabham suresham vishwadharam gagana sadrusham meghavarnam shubhangam lakshmikantam kamalanayanam yogi hridhyanagamyam ವಂದೇ ವಿಷ್ಣುಂ ಭವಭಯಹರಂ ಸರ್ವಲೋಕೈಕನಾಥಂ. ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್, ಬಟ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಐ ವುಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ರಿಪೀಟ್ ದಟ್. ಐ ಸೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಯು ಸೀ ಇಸ್ ದ ವರ್ಬ್ ವಂದೇ. ಸೊ ವಂದೇ ಇಸ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಸಿಂಗ್ಯುಲರ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ವರ್ಬ್, ವಿಚ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಐ ಬೌ. ಐ ಬೌ ಟು ಹೋಮ್? I bow to the Lord, all pervasive Lord Vishnu. I bow to the Lord who is in the form of this entire gross universe. Vishnu Vande. So Vishnu is a name of the name attributed to the Lord in the form of the gross universe. is the synonym of the word Virat, which means all pervasive. So Virat means the one who is shining in whom of everything. Vidham Rajate Iti Virat, the one who shines as everything is called Virat. And another word for Virat is Vishnu. Virat, Vishnu means all pervasive. So I bow to the Lord who alone shines in the form of everything, who shines in many forms and who pervades everything, who is in the form of the gross universe. Then this Lord is Bhava Bhaya Haraha. Bhava Bhayam Harati Iti Bhava Bhaya Haraha. Remover of the fear fraught with the life of samsara. As I said, Bhavaha, the word Bhavaha is also the name of Lord Shiva. But here Bhavaha, Shiva, and Bhavani is Parvati. But here the word Bhavaha means samsara. The word Bhavaha does not mean Shivaha. Because the word Bhavaha, Bhavani means Shiva and Parvati. Bhavaha, Bhavani. But here the Bhavaha means samsaraha, life of becoming. So transmigration, life of transmigration, samsaraha. So the beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, which keeps moving in perfect order, is called Bhavaha. And this endless, the cycle of endless births and deaths is always fraught with the fear. And Bhagavan is the one discovering whom as the truth of oneself. One becomes free from the fear of samsara. But Bhagavan is said to be the remover of fear of samsara. Bhava bhayam harati iti bhava bhaya haraha. Next word is sarvaloka ekanathaha. First we see the meaning of the word as nominative case, then we understand as an objective. Sarvaloka Ekanathaha, the only Lord of Ekanathaha, the only Lord of the entire universe. Sarvaloka Ekanathaha. There is no Lord of the universe other than the truth of the universe. The truth of the universe lends existence, sustains the universe. In fact, the universe exists, whether it's manifest or unmanifest, universe does not exist outside of the Lord. Because Lord is the very truth, which lends existence to the world. Therefore, the only Lord of the entire universe is universe here. Sarvaloka Ekanathaha. So, Vishnu Bhavabhayaharam Sarvaloka Ekanatham Vande. Not only that, Lakshmi Kantaha, beloved of Lakshmi. Kamala Nayanaha, the one whose eyes are bright and beautiful like the lotus. Lotus eyed. Yogi Hrid Dhyana Gamyaha, the one who is attainable in terms through knowledge, through contemplation. One who can be understood through contemplate, one who can be assimilated, ascertained through contemplation by people who are given to the disciplines, disciplined life. Disciplined life means who are given to all the disciplines required for attainment of knowledge. So, Yogi Hrid Dhyana Gamyam and Vishwadharam, Vishwadharaha, the support and substratum of the entire universe. Gagana Sadrishaha, one who is as pervasive as the space, one who is all pervasive like the space. Meghavarnaha, one who is of the nature of all attractiveness, one who is of the nature of all attractiveness, thereby one who is of the complexion of the cloud, meghavarnaha, shubhangaha, one who is of beautiful limbs, sureshaha, the lord of all devas, padmanabaha, one who has lotus in his navel, bhujaga shayanaha, one who is reclining on the serpent adisesha, shanta akaraha, one who is of the nature of absolute peace, and one who is the expression of peace, one who is of the form of peace, a peaceful formed. So all names we have seen, which I have already explained last class, we had to go to new verse.
Shantakaram bhujagashayanam padmanabham suresham vishwadharam gaganasadrisham meghavarnam shubhangam lakshmikantam kamalanayanam yogi hridhyanagamyam vande vishtum bhavabhayaharam sarvalokaikanatham.
So shantakaram bhujagashayanam padmanabham suresham vishwa adharam gagana sadrusham meghavarnam shubhangam lakshmikantam kamalanayanam yogi hridhyana gamyam sarvaloka ekanatham bhavayaharam vishnum vande. You can take, so aham vishnum vande, I subject, vande verb, vishnum object, the rest of the words are adjectives of the word Vishnu. Okay, go move on to the next verse. It's a new verse.
Meghashyamam pitakausheyavasam. Meghashyamam pitakausheyavasam. Shrivatsankam kaustubhodbhasitangam. Shrivatsankam kaustubhodbhasitangam. Punyopetam pundarikayataksham. Punyopetam pundarikayataksham. Vishnum vande sarvalokaikanatham. Meghashyamam pitakausheyavasam. Shrivatsankam kaustubhodbhasitangam. Punyopetam pundarikayataksham. Vishnum vande sarvalokaikanatham. Meghashyamam pitakausheyavasam. Shrivatsankam kaustubhodbhasitangam. Punyopetam pundarikayataksham. Vishnum vande sarvalokaikanatham.
Here three words are repeated in this verse. Again vande. Repeatedly listening to this meaning, you will pick up the meaning, learn Sanskrit. Vande. Aham vande. I bow again. To whom? Same Vishnum. Aham Vishnum vande. Simple sentence. Aham Vishnum vande. I bow to the Lord Vishnu. I'm not going to elaborate on the meaning again. Vishnu. Okay. Sarvam vyapnoti iti Vishnu. Aham Vishnum vande. And who is this Vishnu? Sarvaloka ekanataha. Sarvesham lokanam ekanataha. Ekaha eva nataha yaha. Sarvesham lokanam ekaha eva nataha yaha. Saha sarvaloka ekanataha. The only Lord of all the worlds. The compound word. Sarvesham lokanam ekaha nataha yaha. Sarvaloka ekanataha. Sarvaloka ekanataha, vriddhi sandhi happens. Therefore, sarvalokaikanataha. Akara plus ekara becomes what? I. Vriddhi Sandhi takes place. Sarvaloka Ekanathaha, Sarvalokaikanathaha. So I bow to the Lord Vishnu, the only Lord of all the worlds. He's already known. And who is this Vishnu? Again, description comes. Like Shanta Akaram, before it was said, Meghashyamaha, Pita Kausheya Vasaha, Shri Vatsankaha, Kaustubha Udbhasita Angaha, Punyopetaha, Pundarikayata Akshaha. Okay, now, Sarvaloka Ekanathaha. Okay. Now, Meghashyamaha. Meghashyamaha Vishnuho. About to the Lord who is, Shyamaha means the gray, blackish, gray or grayish black. One about to Lord Vishnu who is of the complexion of the cloud. Like Megha Varnaha, Megha Shyamaha means the same. One was black like the Megaha Iva Shyamaha Yaha. Or Megasya Iva Shyamaha Yasya. The one whose complexion is dark like that of the cloud. Megashyamaha. Pita Kausheya Vasaha. The word Pita means yellow color. Pitaha. It's a Pitaha Varnaha. Means yellow color. Kausheya means silk. Vasaha does not mean residence. Garment, dress. Pita Kausheya Vasaha means, we are talking about the yellow silk dress. The one who has yellow silk as his robe, as his dress. One who is dressed in yellow silk, yellow silk robe. The one who is in yellow silk garment, yellow silk dress. Pita Kausheya Vasaha. Manjal Pattadai Uduttiyavan. Pita Kausheya Vasaha. Vasa means the actually Vasanam, actually the vasas, the word vastra has come from here only. Because that which covers is vasaha. One is vasaha means residence, but here vasaha means that which covers. Okay. Pita Kausheya Vasaha means one who is in yellow silk robe. Shivat Sankaha. Ankaha means mark. Ankaha, not anga. Please make a note. Angaha limb. Ankaha mark. A mark. Shrivatsam is a name of a mark. Shrivatsankaha means the one who has a mark called Shrivatsam on his chest. Understood. Shivatsankaha means one who has the mark of Shivatsa. One who has the Shivatsa mark is called Shivatsankaha. Then Kaustubha Udbhasita Angaha. See, Kaustubha Udbhasita Angaha, nominative. Mudal vetmai. Kaustubhodbhasitangam, objective case. So kaustubha udbhasita angaha. Kaustubha udbhasita angaha. The word angaha literally means limb. But here you can say kaustubha is a name of a precious jewel. Precious gem. Kaustubha is a name of a particular precious gem. Kaustubha. Mani. Kaustubha Mani. And Kaustubha is the name of a specific, a particular precious gem. Udbhasita is a participle. Udbhasita, shining. Angaha. So the one who has the precious Kaustubha gem shining. The one who has shining Kaustubha precious gem on his body. Kaustubodbhasitangaha. Kaustubha mani vilangugindra angathai udayavan. Kaustubodbhasitangaha. Then punya upetaha. One who is attainable only through punyam. Punya upetaha. If we have only papam, then no punya karma, then we cannot become qualified for jnanam, then we can't attain jnanam, then we cannot, Bhagavan will be far away from us. If you attain jnanam, Bhagavan is inseparably, non-reachably nearest to self. if we are in ignorance, Bhagavan is non-reachably far from us. See, when Bhagavan is yourself, you don't need to reach Bhagavan. Why? Reaching is always of something which is away from you. Bhagavan will be non-reachably nearest to self in knowledge. Bhagavan is non-reachably far away from you in ignorance. Okay. But if we don't do papa karma, if we consciously live with life of dharma, we have punyam, then we can become qualified for jnanam, therefore we can discover Bhagavan as the truth, as our own swarupa. Therefore, punya upetaha, punyaihi, punyena upetaha, punyopetaha. One who can be arrived at as the nearest self by living a righteous life. Okay? Punya upetaha means one who can be arrived at as the nearest self. Upetaha. Upa means as the nearest self. E dhatu, eeta, upa eeta, upeta. Upetaha, one who can be arrived at as the nearest self through one's righteous life by earning punyam. Punyopetaha. புண்ணியத்தால் அடையப்படக்கூடியவன். புண்டரீகாயத அக்ஷஹ. அக்ஷ, அக்ஷி மீன்ஸ் ஐ. புண்டரீகம் இஸ் அனதர் வேர்டு ஃபார் லோட்டஸ். கமலம், ஜலஜம், தோயஜம், பங்கஜம், சரோஜம், பத்மம், யூனோ சோ மெனி நேம்ஸ் ஹியர். புண்டரீகம் இஸ் அனதர் வேர்டு ஃபார் லோட்டஸ். ஆயத்த மீன்ஸ் லைக். புண்டரீக ஆயத்த. Ayata means pondra, like. Pundarika ayata akshi yasya. Akshini, akshi yasya. Akshi, akshini, akshini. Pundarika ayata akshi, akshini. Akshi, akshi, akshini, akshini. Okay. Yasya. Pundarika ayata akshini yasya. The one whose eyes are, earlier we saw, கமல நயனஹ. சேம் மீனிங். கமல நயனஹ புண்டரீகாயத அக்ஷஹ. சேம். புண்டரீகாயத அக்ஷினி யஸ்ய சக புண்டரீகாயத அக்ஷஹ. புண்டரீகாயதாக்ஷஹ. the one whose eyes are like the lotus, beautiful like the lotus. Don't say like, beautiful like the lotus. Now you know the meaning. So, Meghashyamam, Pita Kaushayavasam, Srivatsankam, Kaustubhodbhasitangam, Punyopetam, Pundarikayataksham, Sarvalokekanatham Vishnum Vande. One long sentence. Aham Vishnum Vande. I bow to Lord Vishnu. Kirdrisham Vishnum Vande. Eppadipatta Vishnuvai Vanangugiren. Meghashyamam Aham. Afterwards all adjectives. Meghashyamam Pita Kaushayavasam Srivatsankam Kaustubhodbhasitangam Punyopetam Pundarikayataksham Sarvalokaikanatham Vishnum Vande. Meghashyamam. When you chant, you must be able to see Bhagavan. One who is dark like cloud. It is for visualizing. I told you already, it is not Nirguna Brahma Upasanam. It is Saguna Upasanam. There are some words which also reveal Nirguna Swarupa Bhagavan. But you see the Lord as the one who's dark, who's dark like the cloud. Megashyamaha. Megashyamam Pita Kaushayavasam. Visualize, imagine. We go and order for nice silk in Kanchipuram, yellow silk, only all visualization, not really buying anything. And see, Bhagwan is nicely dressed in yellow dress, yellow silk cloth. One who is yellow silk robes. Pita Kaushayavasam Srivatsankam. Again a mark. Call Srivatsa. I can give a name for mark. Srivatsa. Then Kaustubhodbhasitangam. One who has Kaustubha gem shining on his body. Punyopetam Pundarikayataksham Vishnum Vande Sarvalokaikanatham. Vishnum Vande Sarvalokaikanatham. Meghashyamam Pita Kaushayavasam Srivatsankam Kaustubhodbhasitangam Punyopetam Pundarikayataksham Vishnum Vande Sarvalokaikanatham. After I finish teaching Dhyana Shlokas, you will do guided meditation first. Okay, next verse. Now the meter changed here.
Namas samasta bhutanam adibhutaya bhubhrute. Namas samasta bhutanam adibhutaya bhubhrute. Namas samasta bhutanam adibhutaya bhubhrute. Aneka rupa rupaya Vishnave prabhavishnave. Aneka rupa rupaya Vishnave prabhavishnave. Namas samasta bhutanam adibhutaya bhubhrute. Aneka rupa rupaya Vishnave prabhavishnave. Namas samasta bhutanam adibhutaya bhubhrute. Aneka rupa rupaya Vishnave prabhavishnave.
So here again, here there's no verb. Here, noun comes, namaha, salutations, prostrations, obeisance, namaha. When I told you many times the word namaha, which is namami, then you should ask, whom do I bow to? Namami also means vande, same meaning. But here not the verb, namaha. Prostrations, salutations, obeisance, to whom? So, this word should always go with the fourth case I told you. Salutations to whom? Here. Vishnave namaha. Vishnave namaha. So, Vishnu, objective case. Vishnave, dative case. Fourth case. Vishnave, to the Lord Vishnu. Ukarantaha, pullingaha, Vishnu shabdaha. Chaturthi vibhaktau ekavachane Vishnave iti rupam. Vishnave is the fourth case form of Vishnu, to the Lord Vishnu. Like Gurave namaha, Vishnave namaha, Ukaranta shabda. So salutations unto the all pervasive Lord Vishnu, who is in the form of the whole cosmos. See, repeatedly listening and saying, whether you understand or not, mind is in Bhagavan. How many times you are listening? Meaning of the word Vishnu. I thank all of you because you give me opportunity to be with Bhagavan. Vishnave namaha. Kidrushaya Vishnave namaha. Salutations unto which sort of Lord Vishnu? Prabhavishnave Vishnave namaha. Prabhavishnuhu means the one from whom everything comes into existence. The one who is the source of all, source of the origination of everything. The source of manifestation. Bhagavan, who is the very truth, the only source of origination, the source of manifestation, the source of the creation, is Prabhavishnuhu. Prabhavishnuhu. Prabhavati sarvam yasmat sa Prabhavishnuhu. So Prabhavishnave, we add the word Prabha. No, Prabhavishnuhu. Pra is a prefix. Bha. Okay. Prabhavati iti Prabhavishnuhu. Yasmat. Salutations unto the all-pervasive Lord who is the name of everything and the source of the manifestation of everything. Prabhavishnave Vishnave Namaha. Punaha Kidrushaya Anekarupa Rupaya. Anekarupa Rupaya. Anekarupa Rupaha. What is the form of Bhagavan? Bhagavan is of the form of all forms, many forms. Bhagavan, who is essentially of the nature of formlessness, Bhagavan essentially is of the nature of formlessness, Arupaha Bhagavan, is in the form of all forms. Arupaha Bhagavan, who essentially Arupaha, is manifest as the manifest or is in the form of all forms. What is the form of Bhagavan? So, Anekani Rupani Rupam Yasya. Anekani Rupani Rupam Yasya Saha Aneka Rupa Rupaha. Aneka Rupani Rupam Yasya Saha Aneka Rupa Rupaha. the one who is of the form of all forms. Aneka Rupa Rupaha, the one who is of the form of all forms. So Bhagavan, who is a formless reality, who is essentially of the nature of formlessness, who is in the form of all forms. Salutations unto him. Aneka Rupa Rupaya Vishnave Prabhavishnave. Aneka Rupa Rupaya Prabhavishnave Vishnave Namaha. Aneka Rupa Rupaya Vishnave Bhavishnave. Now, Samasta Bhutanam Adibhutaha. One word, Samasta Bhutanam Adibhutaha. It's a compound word, also long word. Samastanam Bhutanam Adibhutaha. See, Adibhuta, Bhutaha. Adibhutaha means the first, the foremost of the beings of all, foremost of all the beings. Samasta Bhutani. Samastani Bhutani means beings in their entirety. Beings in their entirety. You can say samastani bhutani. Or all beings in their entirety. Totality of all the beings. Samastani bhutani. Compound word. Then becomes samasta bhutani. So samasta bhutanam. Possessive case. See. Akarantaha napumsakalingaha bhuta shabdaha. Okay, the word is bhuta. And what is the possessive plural? Bhutanam. So samasta bhutanam means of all beings. Samasta bhutanam means sarva bhutanam. Of all beings. Adi bhutaha. Adi, first and the foremost being of all beings. First and the foremost being of all beings. Samasta bhutanam adibhutaha. And bhutaya, possessive case. Sorry, dative case. Sariti namaha. Samasta bhutanam adibhutaya namaha. Samasta bhutanam adibhutaya namaha. Adibhutaha, first and the foremost being of all beings. Salutations unto Bhagavan, who is the very truth, which is the first and the foremost of all beings. There's nothing beyond Bhagavan in the form of truth. Bhagavan is the first and the foremost of all beings. So salutations unto Bhagavan. Then Bhubhrit. Bhubhrit. Bhubhrite is the fourth case again. Bhubharati iti Bhubharta. Bhubharta or Bhubhrit. Bhrit means one who supports. Support is called Bhrit. Bharati iti Bharta or Bhrit. That's why wife is called Bharya, supported. Bharta, supporter. But here Bhrit means Bharta, supporter. Bhubhrit means one who is the supporter of the earth. One who is endowed with the earth. Dehabhrit means one who has the body is Dehabhrit. One who has the whole cosmos, one who is endowed with the whole universe. is Bhubhrut. And Takaranta Shabda. So therefore fourth case is what? Bhubhrute. Salutations unto Bhagavan who has the entire universe, the entire earth, who's entered the entire earth, Bhubhrute, who supports the entire earth. So, samasta bhutanam adibhutaya bhubhrute aneka roopa roopaya prabhavishnave vishnave namaha. So, vishnave namaha. Salutations unto the Lord Vishnu. But kidrushaya vishnave, which sort of Vishnu salutations? The rest of the words are all descriptions of Lord Vishnu. You have to remember in Sanskritam, the adjectives agree with the number, gender and case form. So Vishnu is the noun here. All at Vishnu is in fourth case. All the words are also in fourth case. Okay. Samasta bhutanam adibhutaha. First name. Bhubhrut, second name. Aneka roopa roopaha, third word. Vishnuhu, fourth. Okay? And four adjectives for one word Vishnu. Therefore, samasta bhutanam adibhutaya bhubhrute aneka roopa roopaya prabhavishnave vishnave namaha. Next. Before going, just chant once again. Namas samasta bhutanam adibhutaya bhubhrute aneka roopa roopaya vishnave prabhavishnave. Namas samasta bhutanam adibhutaya bhubhrute aneka roopa roopaya vishnave prabhavishnave. Meter changes. Sashankha chakram, sakirita kundalam, sapita vastram, sarasiruhekshanam. Sashankha chakram, sakirita kundalam, sapita vastram, sarasiruhekshanam. Sahara vakshasthala shobhi kaustubham namami vishnum shirasa chaturbhujam. Sashankha chakram sakirita kundalam sapita vastram sarasiruhekshanam. Sahara vakshasthala shobhi kaustubham namami vishnum shirasa chaturbhujam. Sashankha chakram sakirita kundalam sapita vastram sarasiruhekshanam. Sashankha chakram sakirita kundalam sapita vastram sarasiruhekshanam. Sashankha chakram sakirita kundalam sapita vastram sarasiruhekshanam. Sahara vakshasthala shobhi kaustubham. 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 So one word, I'm just for the sake of art. I'm teaching, I'm breaking. Sahara vakshasthala shobhi kaustubham. Namami Vishnum, Shirasa Chaturbhujam,
bhujam. Sa shankha chakram, sa kirita kundalam, sa pita vastram, sarasiruhekshanam, sahara vakshasthala shobhikaustubham, namami vishnum, shirasa chaturbhujam.
I told you, you have to look for a noun, for verb first. You do not find a verb, then look for something relevant. Noun. But now, here you find a verb itself. Namami. Namami is also parasmipadam, first person singular present tense verb. Namami, I bow to. Naan vanangukire. Then whom do I bow to? So rest of the words must be in objective case. Namami is a transitive verb. Therefore, whom do I bow to? There must be object. Vishnum namami. I bow to the Lord Vishnu. Vishnum namami. Vishnum vande. Vishnum vande. How many times you say this? That's why Sahasranama makes it really is a punya karma. The repetition. Vishnum namami. Same meaning like Vishnum vande. Two different verbs, but same meaning. Two different roots, two different verbs, two different, you know. Namami. I bow to the Lord Vishnu. Vishnum namami. And kidrusham katham namami. How do I bow to? Adverb is there. Shirasa namami. Shirasa. I bow with my head. I bow to the Lord Vishnu with my head. தலையினால் வணங்குகிறேன். தலை வணங்குகிறேன். அகம் சிரசா விஷ்ணு நமாமி. ஓகே. நவ் தி ரெஸ்ட் ஆஃப் தி வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் ஆல் அட்ஜெக்டிவ்ஸ் டிஸ்கிரைபிங் தி லார்ட் விஷ்ணு லைக் பிஃபோர். பட் ஆல் தி வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் இன் ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் கேஸ். சசங்க சக்ரஹா. ஐ எம் கோயிங் டு சே ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஆல் தி நாமினேட்டிவ் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி வேர்ட்ஸ். சசங்க சக்ரஹ, சகிரீத குண்டலஹ, சபீத வஸ்திரஹ, சரசீருஹ இக்ஷணஹ, சஹார வக்ஷஸ்தல சோபி கௌஸ்துபஹ, சதுர்புஜஹ. இஸ் ஆல் அப்ஜெக்டிவ்ஸ். நோ, ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சங்கம். சி சங்கஹ masculine noun. Shankaha, conch. Chakram is a neuter noun. Chakram, discus. Chakram, Sudarshana chakram. Shankaha, chakram. Chakram, neuter noun. Shankaha, masculine noun. Shankaha, chakram. But here, sa shankha chakraha. The sa means sahitaha. Shankha chakrabhyam sahitaha. Yaha shankena chakrena cha saha asti. Yaha shankena chakrena cha saha asti. So one who is endowed with conch and discus called Sushri Sudarshanam. One who is endowed with conch and Sri Chakram. Now it's also by visualizing further. Sa Shankha Chakram, Shankha Dhari Chakra Dhari. Sa Shankha Chakraha. Then Sa Kirita Kundalaha. Kiritam diadem, kundalaha earrings. So, kirita kundalaihi sahitaha. One who is endowed with diadem and earrings, hanging earrings. you have to visualize the Bhagavan. You can design Bhagavan's jewelry and make him wear and visualize. Nobody can stop you. And make it as richest jewelry as possible. Only visualizing, isn't it? Not really giving. Sa shankha chakraha sa kirita kundalaha. One who is endowed with diadem and hanging earrings. Sapita vastraha. The sa which comes in the front implies, stands for saha. Sahitaha. One who is with yellow robe. Pita vastraha. Pitaha. See, pitam vastram yasya. Pitam vastram yasya. Saha. Sapita vastra. Pita vastraha, you can say. But here, pita vastra sahitaha. Manjal adayudan kudiyavan. The kudiyavan sa means the one who is endowed with yellow dress. Then, sarasi ruha, here there's no sa, okay? Saras means pond, lake. Sarasi ruha means lotus. Sarasi ruha, sarasi rohate iti sarasi ruham. That which grows in pond is what? Sarasi ruham, another word for lotus. How many words? Sarasi jam also means lotus. Saro jam also means lotus. Sarasi jayate iti saro jam. Sarasi jam. Now here, saro ruham. Sarasi rohate iti saro ruham. That which grows in pond, a lake. Okay? And here, saro ruham. Or sarasi ruham. Sarasi ruham means lotus. Saro ruham or sarasi ruham, lotus. And ikshanam is a noun which means seeing, sight. But ikshanam also means eye. Akshi, you know, eye. Nayanam, eye. Netram, eye. You learn a new word. Ikshanam also means I. Sarasi ruham iva ikshane yasya. Saha sarasi ruha ikshanaha. Sarasi ruha ikshanaha. Kamala nayanaha. We have seen pundarikayataksha. Same meaning. Kamala nayanaha, pundarika ayata akshaha, sarasiruha ikshanaha. Same meaning. Sarasiruha ikshanaha means sarasiruham iva ikshane yasya. The one whose eyes are like the lotus. Saha sarasiruha ikshanaha. Sarasiruha ikshanaha. Gunasandhi, sarasi ruhe kshanaha. Make a note of gunasandhi. Sarasi ruha ikshanaha, sarasi ruhe kshanaha. Yesterday only we saw in Sanskrit class. Gunasandhi, isn't it? So sarasi ruhe kshanaha. One who is of the lotus eyes, one who is the lotus eyed, one whose eyes are bright and beautiful like lotuses. Lotus. Okay. So, sashanka chakraha, sakirita kundalaha, sapita vastraha, sarasiruha ikshanaha. Then, sa, again, sahita. Hara, haraha, haraha long necklace. Vakshasthalam means chest. Vakshas, itself means chest. Vakshas, sakaranta shabda. But here vakshas thalam means the whole chest, the part of chest. Vakshas thalam, chest. Shobhi means shining. Shobhate iti shobhi. Kaustubham. Just now we saw already. Kaustubham is a name of a precious gem Bhagavan Vishnu has on his chest. So, Hara. Amma, now, one minute, Kalamro. What do you say now? See, Sahara Vakshasthala Shobhi Kaustubaha. Haraha.
Unknown caller.
Amma, one minute, Kalamro. I'm in class. See, Haraha. Long necklace. Vakshasthale. Vakshasthalam. Chest. Shobhi. Shining. Kaustubham is the name of a Kaustubham. Now we have to say it this way. Kaustubham is the name of a precious gem. No. Haram. See? Haram. Shobhi Kaustubham. Vakshasthale Shobhi Kaustubham. Haram Vakshasthale Shobhi Kaustubham. Kaustubha Sahitaha. So the one who is endowed with long necklace and shining precious gem known as Kaustubham on his chest. One who is endowed with long necklace and shining precious gem known as Kaustubham on his chest. He is called Sahara Vakshasthala Shobhi Kaustubha. Hara Vakshasthala Shobhi Kaustubha Sahitaha. Hara Vakshasthala Shobhi Kaustubha Sahitaha. Harena Tata Vakshasthale Shobhi Kaustubha Sahitaha. Kaustubhena Sahitaha. Kaustubha Sahitaha. So, the one who is endowed with long necklace and a shining precious gem called Kaustubham on his chest is called Sahara Vakshasthala Shobhi Kaustubha. One more adjective. Chaturbhujaha. Chatvaraha bhujaha yasya. Bhujaha means arm. Chatvaraha bhujaha yasya. Saha? Chaturbhujaha. Compound word. Chatvaraha bhujaha yasya. Saha? Chaturbhujaha. One who is endowed with four hands. Four-handed Bhagavan. Four-handed. One who has four hands. So, I bow to the Lord Vishnu with my head, who is endowed with the four hands, who is endowed with long necklace and shining precious gem called Kaustubham on his chest. One whose eyes are like the lotus. One who has yellow robes. One who is in yellow robes. One who is endowed with diadem and hanging earrings. One who has conch and discus. It's all for visualizing. So you have to, wherever you have seen Bhagavan, Mahavishnu, and imagine the best form of Bhagavan you have seen, you can, everything, can diadem should come, big earrings should come, Shankachukam, Chakrashukam. Which side Bhagavan has Shanka, which side Bhagavan has Chakra. You must remember. Always Bhagavan has left side Shanka, right side Chakra. You know that? That's why in my, even my pujas I say, Om Namo Bhagavate Shri Shankadharane Shri Chakradharane Shri Devi Bhu Devi Sameta Shri Mate Venkateshwaraya Srinivasaya Paramatmane Parabrahmane. I make it a point to say it in my class, in my pujas. Okay. Sa Shankha Chakram Sa Kirita Kundalam Sa Pita Vastram Sarasiruhekshanam Sahara Vakshasthala Shobhi Kaustubham Namami Vishnum Shirasa Chaturbhujam. Okay. We'll do this meditation. Next class we'll practice. Now I'm only doing the meanings. Next class we'll start the class with, as I say, you must be able to visualize one by one. It's going to be a guided meditation class also next class. Okay. We'll go to the concluding Dhyana Shloka. Chayayam parijatasya hema simhasanopari Chayayam parijatasya hema simhasanopari asinamambudashyamamayatakshamalankritam Asinamambudashyamamayatakshamalankritam Chandrananam Chaturbahum Shrivatsankitavakshasam Rukmini Satyabhama Bhyam Sahitam Krishnamashray Rukmini Satyabhama Bhyam Sahitam Krishnamashray Chandrananam Chaturbahum Shrivatsankitavakshasam Rukmini Satyabhama Bhyam Sahitam Krishnamashray Chayayam Parijatasya Hema Simhasanopari Asinamambudashyama Mayatakshamalankritam Chandrananam Chaturbahum Shrivatsankitavakshasam Rukmini Satyabhama Bhyam Sahitam Krishnamashray Chayayam Parijatasya Hema Simhasanopari Asinamambudashyama Mayatakshamalankritam Chandrananam Chaturbahum Shrivatsankitavakshasam Rukmini Satyabhama Bhyam Sahitam Krishnamashray. So here again, there's a verb. Ashraye. There's no Vande, there's no Namami. But again, Atmane Padam is here. Atmane Padam, which is Ashraye. So, Ashraye Atmanepadam, which means I surrender. I take refuge in. Ashraye, I surrender to, I take refuge in. Ashraye. So, whom do I surrender to? I surrender to means I totally offer myself to. That's the meaning. Okay. I surrender to. Whom do I surrender to? Kam Ashraye. Ashraye, first person, present tense, singular, verb. Ashraye. Here, Krishnam Ashraye. Aham Krishnam Ashraye. I bow to Bhagavan. I surrender to Bhagavan Krishna. I surrender to the Lord Krishna. Krishnam Ashraye. Krishnanai Ashrayikiren. I surrender to the Lord Krishna. Again, who is this Krishna? Remember, even though the word, we have two meanings. Krishna, we know this dark boy, Yashoda's, no, son, Devaki's son. But here, Krishna also means Sarvani Manamsi Akrishati Iti Krishna. Lord, who is the truth, which is of the nature of fullness, which attracts all the minds towards itself. Therefore, all Lord, who is of the nature of all attractive happiness. Bhagavan, who is of the nature of all attractive happiness, is called Krishna. So I surrender to Bhagavan Krishna, one who is of the nature of all attractive happiness. Krishnam Ashraye. And who is Krishna? Rukmini Satyabhama Bhyam Sahitam Krishnam. I do not surrender to Krishna who is alone here, who is along with Sahitam. Means who is along with, who is with Rukmini and Satyabhama. I surrender to Krishna who is with Rukmini and Satyabhama. I surrender to Krishna who is with Rukmini and Satyabhama. Rukmini Satyabhama Bhyam Sahitam Krishnam Ashraye. And how is this Krishna of Rukmini Satyabhama? Where is he? How is he? He says, Asinaha. Asinam. Rukmini Satyabhama Bhyam Sahitam Asinam Krishnam Ashraye. Asinaha means one who is seated, one who is sitting. Asinaha, irundavan, amarndavan, one who is sitting, one who is seated is Asinaha. Asinam, him. I surrender to the Lord Krishna who is sitting, who is seated, along with Rukmini and Satyabhama. Where is he sitting? Kutra Asinaha. One word. Hema Simhasana Upari. Hema means gold. Simhasana means Simhasana. The decorated, well-decked seat. Simhasana. Hema Simhasana, golden seat. Golden Simhasana. Simhasana. No, the seat with the lion faces, isn't it? Simhasanam, which looks like lion. So Simhasanam is actually well decorated, the royal seat, Simhasanam. And it's not ordinary wooden seat, it's a Hema Simhasanam. Hema Simhasanasya Upari, Upari, above, on. So one who is seated on the golden Simhasanam. Hema Simhasanopari. And where is the Simhasanam? This golden Simhasanam is under the shade. Chaya means shade. Chayayam, nilalil. Under the shade. Or in the shade. There's a golden Simhasanam placed in the shade, under the shade of what? Parijata. Parijatasya chayayam hema simhasanasya upari ஆசீனம் கிருஷ்ணம் ஆஸ்ரயே. கிருஷ்ணா ஹூ இஸ் சிட்டிங் இன் கோல்டன் சீட் அண்டர் ஷேட் ஆஃப் பாரிஜாதா ட்ரீ. பாரிஜாதஸ்ய பாரிஜாத விருக்ஷஸ்ய. பாரிஜாதா இஸ் அ ட்ரீ ஸ்பீஷிஸ் எனிவே. சோ பாரிஜாதஸ்ய சாயாயாம் ஹேமசிம்ஹாசன உபரி ஆசீனஹா கிருஷ்ணஹா தம் ஆசீனம் கிருஷ்ணம் ஆஸ்ரே. ஐ சரண்டர் டு பகவான் கிருஷ்ணா ஹூ சிட்டிங் இன் தி கோல்டன் சிம்ஹாசனம் placed under the shade of parijata tree. Parijatasya chayayam parijatathinudaiya nilalil thanga simhasanathin mel amarndirikkindra krishnanai aashrayikkiren. Parijatasya chayayam kama hema simhasanasya upari ஆசீனம் கிருஷ்ணம் ஆஸ்ரயே. அஜித் நம்பர் ஒன் இஸ் ஓவர். ஓகே, சாயா பாரிஜாதஸ்ய சாயாயாம் ஹேமசிம்ஹாசனோபரி ஆசீனஹா கிருஷ்ணஹா. நம்பர் ஒன் அப்ஜெக்டிவ் இஸ் ஓவர் வித் ஆசீனம். நெக்ஸ்ட் அப்ஜெக்டிவ் அம்புதஷ்யாமஹா ஆர் ஹியர் அம்புதஷ்யாமமாயதா. அம்புத ஷியாமம் அம்புத ஷியாமம் ஆயத அக்ஷம். அம்பு மீன்ஸ் வாட்டர். அம்பு அம்பு நாட் அம்பி. ஓகே, அம்பு மீன்ஸ் வாட்டர். அப்பு மீன்ஸ் வாட்டர். ஆபஹ மீன்ஸ் வாட்டர்ஸ் பட் அம்பு ஆல்சோ மீன்ஸ் வாட்டர். அம்பு தஹ means cloud. அம்பு ததாதி இதி அம்புதஹ. Cloud is what? அம்புதஹ. அம்பு ததாதி இதி அம்புதஹ. அம்புதஹ cloud. அம்புத ஷ்யாமா same meaning. Like மேக ஷ்யாமா. No? Like that அம்புத ஷ்யாமா means one who is dark like the cloud. But here அம்புதஷ்யாம் ஆயதாக்ஷம் ஒன் ஹூஸ் ஐஸ் ஆர் லைக் தி டார்க் கிளவுட்ஸ். ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் லைக் தி டார்க் கிளவுட்ஸ் போத் மீன்ஸ் அம்புத அம்புதஷ்யாமம் ஆர் அம்புதஷ்யாமம் ஆயத அக்ஷம். See, not only he is like dark cloud, even his eyes are beautiful like the dark clouds. Then alankritaha, adjective number 3, alankritaha. Alankritaha, well decorated, well decked. Alankaroti, verb. Alankrita, participle. Well decorated, alankrita. அலங்கரிக்கப்பட்ட அலங்கிருத்த. பகவான் கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் அலங்கிருத்த, நெவர் லுக்ஸ் நோ ஆல்வேஸ் ஹி நீட்ஸ் ஆல் கார்ஜியஸ் டிரெஸ்ஸஸ் குட் ஃபுட். கிருஷ்ணா மீன்ஸ் குட் ஈட்டர் அண்ட் வெல் டிரெஸ்ட். வெரி அட்ராக்டிவ், வெரி அட்ராக்டிவ். தட்ஸ் வை மகாவிஷ்ணு. யூ திங்க் அ மகாவிஷ்ணு வில் மேக் யூ ஃபீல் சோ நைஸ். அலங்கிருத்தா. Anyway, we'll see the meditation class. அலங்கிருத்தா. So, now third adjective. So, one long adjective. பாரிஜாதஸ்ய சாயாயாம் பாரிஜாதஸ்ய சாயாயாம் ஹேம சிம்ஹாசனோபரி ஆசீனஹா கிருஷ்ணஹ அம்புதஷ்யாம் ஆயதாக்ஷஹ கிருஷ்ணஹ அலங்கிருத்தஹ கிருஷ்ணஹ. Third adjective number third. Now, fourth one. சந்திரானனஹ கிருஷ்ணஹ சந்திரஹா இவ ஆனனம் யஸ்ய சஹ சந்திரானனஹா. ஆனனம் மீன்ஸ் ஃபேஸ். ஒன் ஹூஸ் ஃபேஸ் இஸ் பிரைட் லைக் த மூன். ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் ஆஃப் மூன் ஃபேஸ்டு. one who is of the moon face, which means one whose face is bright like moon, not a dark moon, okay, full moon. Chandrananaha. Yen. Chaturbahuhu. Just now we learnt it. Chaturbhujaha, Chaturbahuhu mean the same. One who is endowed with the four arms, four hands. Chaturbhujaha, Chaturbahuhu, arms. Three, four, five adjectives. Sixth adjective, same meaning, again comes. Different words. Shrivatsa Ankita Vakshas. See? Shrivatsam, Shrivatsena Ankitaha, Ankitam Vakshas Yasya. Shrivatsena Ankitam Vakshas Yasya. Saha Shrivatsa Ankita Vakshas. Vakshasaha. Shrivatsena Ankitam. Ankitam Vakshas Yasya Saha Shrivatsa Ankita Vakshasaha. So Shrivatsam, you know, it's a mark. Shrivatsa is a name given to the mark. And where is mark is ankita means participle, marked. Vakshas chest. Vakshas sakaranta napusakalinga shabdaha vakshas means chest. Now vakshasaha, one who has the chest, one who is with the chest. Vakshas chest, the one with the chest is vakshasaha. So, one whose chest is marked with Shrivatsam. One whose chest has the mark of Shrivatsam. Shrivatsam engindra adayalathai nenjathile kondavan. So one who is endowed with the mark known as Shrivatsam on his chest.
Now what is Shrivatsam?
It's the name of the mark.
Name of the mark.
Mark na or kuri irukum, the mole. Yeah. Bhagavan chest le, Bhagavan has the mole, macha mari. The machatik pere, Bhagavan ka na machatik pere, Shrivatsam.
Swami, is it Lakshmi? Atri?
Illa.
Okay.
Inga vandu, guys, Lakshmana vayama solvom. Shrivatsa ankita, ankana mark. பகவானுடைய செஸ்ட் அது இருக்கும் தானவா, அது தனியா சொல்லணும். லக்ஷ்மி வேறமா சொல்லணுமே. வி ஆல்வேஸ் சே ஸ்ரீதேவி பூதேவி சொல்லுவோம், பட் இது வந்து ஸ்ரீவத் சாங்கித்த வக்ஷசம் சொன்னா, சி தேர் இஸ் அ மார்க், பகவான் ஹேஸ் அ மார்க் ஆன் ஹிஸ் செஸ்ட், அண்ட் தட் மார்க் ஃபவுண்ட் ஆன் பகவான்ஸ் செஸ்ட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஸ்ரீவத்சம். Bhagavan also has a precious gem called Kaustubham, Kaustubhamani. So that's why we always talk about both. So Shrivatsa Ankita Vakshas Yasya. Shrivatsena Ankitam Vakshas Yasya. The one whose chest is marked with the Shrivatsam. So one who has the mark called Shrivatsam on his chest. One who is endowed with the mark of Shrivatsam on his chest. Shrivatsankita Vakshasaha Vakshasam. So him objective case. Yeah, differentiate Vakshas and Vakshasaha. Okay. So how many now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Seventh adjective you have seen. Shivatsankita Vakshasaha. And him Shivatsankita Vakshasam. And not only that, Rukmini Satyabhamabhyam Sahitaha. One who is with Rukmini and Satyabhama. Rukmini Satyabhama Udanamar Krishnanai. I send it to Lord Krishna, who is with Rukmini and Satyabhama, who is sitting in this golden chair under the shade of Parijata tree, whose eyes are like the cloud, and who is well decorated, and whose face is like the moon, rendered with the four arms, and who is endowed with a Shivatsa mark on his chest. That's all. Finished. Aham. I surrender to. So, Parijatasya Chayayam, Chayayam, Hema Simhasanasya Upari Asinam, Ambudashyamamayataksham, Alankritam, Chandrananam, Chaturbahum, Shivatsankita Vakshasam, Rukmi Hattibhama Abhyam Sahitam, Krishnam Ashraye. So, to take our own time to visualize, so many words are, adjectives are given. Whenever in Dhyana Slokas, adjectives are given, Bhagavan is, Rupam is described, you're supposed to see one by one. So, which next class, as I say, you must be able to visualize that. Okay? Be nice.
Swamini, can I?
Ayata like, yes?
Can I ask you something? All along you have describing Vishnu's adjectives, and suddenly why did it come with Rukmini, Satyabhama and Krishna here?
Yeah, Krishna is Mahavishnu avatar only. Krishna is, yes. Krishna another Mahavishnu only. So now you see Mahavishnu, you see as Krishna here, not the Balakrishna. Not a Laddu Gopal, not a Gopal Krishna. Here, Nanda married Krishna with both, no? Yuva Krishna.
But if it is avatara, that should be in the description of Krishna.
That is why I told you in the very beginning, Krishna means all attractive. One who is, yes. Krishna means the truth, you know, the age of all attractive fullness. But that little meaning, there's actual meaning. But here, again, what Rukmini symbolizes, what they symbolizes, symbolism, I haven't told all those things. Here just, it is Saguna Rupam, is for Upasanam, for visualizing. We never question here. We only understand it is for visualizing. That is why Shastram must be studied systematically from the scratch to understand the whole picture. Here, we already understood it is for us to dwell upon Bhagavan. We start with visualization, become focused, then we enter into after, it's called Parayanam is Vachikam Karma and Upadhyanam is Manasam Karma. It is a Vachika Manasa Karma Samuchaya. Synthesis of both mental and oral activity along with the offering flowers also. Kayikam Karma. Okay? Manasa Vachika Karma. Kaika, Karma, Samuchaya. You do all three here. It is a worship. This act of worship involves all three karmas. Manasam karma first. Why? What is the use of mechanically chanting or saying, offering anything? Mind is wandering anywhere. So bring the mind to Bhagavan first. That's why dhyanam, in every chant, every shloka, there's a dhyanam. Dhyanam is to bring the, if the whole Sahasranama Paranam has to be effective, mind must be there. For the mind to be brought here, there's upaya, there's means is presented. How? There's a dhyanam. Visualize Bhagavan in Saguna Rupam and also understand Bhagavan, you know, revealed by the words, Bhagavan Niruguna Rupam also, through the words presented there. See, Saguna Rupam Bhagavan, Niruguna Rupam Bhagavan also. What Bhagavan is essentially, how Bhagavan is personified here. See, appreciate it. Then the mind is only in Bhagavan. Then you are settled, well settled. Then after Dhyanam, all four verses, my God, so beautiful. You have to see, in fact, that Bhupadavanal, when you chant, we see Bhagavan as the whole Jagat. You don't see Bhagavan as the one small little Krishna. Towards finally, you see Bhagavan as the one who is entered with Radha and Krishna. The Radha Rukmini. Divama. But actually here, finally, you see Bhagavan as the whole of understanding and slowly enter into Parayanam. Vishram Vishnur Vashatkaro Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu. There, every word, you will see Bhagavan as the whole. But Bhagavan, who is the whole cosmos, or Bhagavan, what Bhagavan is essentially, you'll see that. The whole Sahasranama, all Vedanta Shastra Param Sahasranama Stotra. Lalita is the Mantra Shastra Param. Vishnu Sahasranama is much more exalted because it is completely based on Vedanta Shastra. That is why afterwards, when you see, completely you will be taken from away from that. Every word you are going to see very slowly and thoroughly. Vishwam. You have to understand the first meaning of the word Vishwam. Then you'll go to Vishnu, go to Vashatkaraha, then Bhuta Bhavi Bhavat Prabhu, Bhuta Krit, Bhuta Brit, Bhavaha, Bhutatma, Bhuta Bhavanaha, Paramat, Bhutatma, Paramatma, Mukhanam Paramagatihi, Avyayaha, Purushaha, Sakshi, Kshetrajnaha, Aksharaha, Yogaha. Every word you have to see. Sahasra Namani. 1000 names you have to see the meanings. Okay? It's a tapas by itself. People do chant. But what we are doing, it's like a more yajna. No? Do it to next class.
Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.